Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie. Hi,
everybody. Ronnie.
Jackie freezing in the Great South.
Oh, boy.
I'm freezing in the North, so there you have it.
Well, you know, Las Vegas is an interesting place. We've been dealing with snow all week, and it's pretty funny. All right, tonight's show, Falling in Love with Yourself, and I'm really excited to do this show. The team, of course, is chomping at the bit on this one, and they want to talk to us about how important it is, and also all the things that are moving and shifting and changing so damn rapidly that we're all, you know, we tend to fall short when it comes to falling in love with ourselves. You know, we're all trying to, you know, create from our hearts and live in our hearts and do this and do that. But, you know, that mental stuff goes on constantly about, you know, you didn't do this and why didn't you do that. And anyway, they've talked an awful lot about, in order to make this transition, how really key it is and how it's the most elegant way to make the transition. It should be a wonderful show. Show dedication tonight is to the continued support of the global financial markets and to all of those that are facing the loss of their jobs, their homes, and their life savings. I've certainly talked to an awful lot of people who have been impacted, and I'm fascinated by the way that they're dealing with this. I have tremendous admiration for all of them, and I know that these are very difficult times for a lot of people. This is why so many people, you know, left and decided not to stay here through the transition. They just, you know, didn't feel that they were going to be able to ride through it. One particular person who had invested with the gentleman out of, I don't remember his name. It was in Palm Beach. This was a Ponzi scheme. And, you know, I think he went down for over $2 billion of investors' money.
And $50
billion. Huh?
$50
billion?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. At any
that
rate.
That was worse than Madame Cleo.
Yeah. At any rate, there was someone I talked to this week that whose fiance had, life partner, had invested. And, you know, he was in L.A. doing filming and so on, and he said, you know, this, you know, I can go into self-pity and so on and so forth, or I can make this a defining moment in my life. And I what a, you know, an amazing statement for someone to make. So, you know, I'm seeing a lot of people emerge out of this, you know, in ways that are just, it's awe-inspiring to me, absolutely awe-inspiring. And I'm seeing people all over the world, by the way, who are being impacted by what's going on in this country in huge ways. We are not only experiencing it here, is the impact, the waves are being felt all over the world. Also, I sent out some very diverse and interesting pieces with a show announcement, a little different than what we normally send out. And I want everybody to know I don't always fully endorse some of the things I send out, but I find that they're interesting enough to give you insights in terms of the way that, you know, one of them was a piece channeled by Mike Quincy from a being from Sirius. And, you know, I again, dealing with, you know, what we're going through here, and I thought it was interesting. I try to steer away from, you know, the dark stuff and the Illuminati, and, you know, we know that there are things going on. I don't always know that it's wonderful to focus on them, but, you know, I also feel that it's right to share them. So I hope nobody was offended by that. I'm not, again, it was kind of out of character for some of the things I normally send. Veronica, I don't know if you had a chance to finally review them. You didn't have but a few minutes.
I read Falling in Love with Yourself. I haven't read the other.
Okay. No. All right. Okay, Steve Rother. One of them that I did send out, this was a piece from the group called Falling in Love Using Deep Contact, I thought really, really good. And it really was, you know, kind of the basis for tonight's show. You know, when I read it, the team was like, you know, this is what you really need to do is about falling in love with yourself. Then I received a last-minute piece, which I hate to read these on the air because our time is so precious. But the team was adamant that I read this, so I'm going to read it. And it's called The Magical You, and it's a channeling with Merlin speaking. And I didn't really get a chance to read it until tonight. It came in sometime this afternoon. And it was so, it just really hit me because Merlin shows up in so many of our sessions. And really loves to play in all of this. He just has a wonderful time. So, and this I knew was, you know, a real clear channeling. I'm going to go ahead and read the entree because I thought it was interesting the way Merlin presents himself. Welcome, I am the energies, the frequencies of the one known as Merlin. I come on this day to introduce you again to the magic that you've forgotten, the magic of transforming all that is dark and dingy and dank in your life into beauty, into love, into golden opportunities. I've walked throughout time originally as Thoth, as Hermes, as Joseph of Arimathea, as Saint Germain, and as Merlin. Now I come forth on this day just for a little bit to infuse you with the remembrance of how you can turn the lead of your life into gold. You stand at an intersection of life and remembrance, waiting for the light to turn. It is your responsibility to announce and enounce that incoming light to every cell of your body in a tone of celebration and a movement of dance that goes beyond what you once knew to be space and time. Come forth fully. Do not stay in the hidden depths of your being, in the basements of the past, in the rooms without windows that darken your hope. You all have the innate ability to transmute through a thought, through a word, through a glance, and a touch. You have the ability to move past time and space as you know it, and bypass the speed of light and laugh at the speed of sound, intertwining your energies with all of life, dancing with the eagles, swimming with the dolphins, fencing with the wind. You have forgotten the beauty and the power of the elements on earth. Do not wait for the state of ascension as you are amended to the union of heaven on earth. Do not wait until the light announces to you it is time to ascend. It is time to rise above, arise from 11th state. Hesitate not, for it is time to go beyond what you are capable, removing the veil that has hidden you from yourself. Alchemically, your timer and timing is set to engage as the planet Earth comes fully into a concave elliptical lens of the future, changing all of life's perspective as it sees itself in the new life that reflects off of a dual sun. Move the alchemical unit of you into every aspect of your life, for all of it is interconnected and interwoven, and you cannot separate yourself from what you are creating and what is creating you. For every inch of you, every hair, every thought, every iota creates continually with or without your permission, with or without your knowing. Creation stops for no one and no thing. So knowing this, create the gold instead of the lead and the rocks that you trip upon daily. See every situation, no matter how it looks to your human eye, as an opportunity to express to yourself the true beauty and the true love of what you are about. I, Merlin, did not sit in the dungeons upon my proverbial hands, grinding up life with a pumice stone, but I walked amongst life as you do. You have forgotten your magic, the magical part of you, the part of you that can, in a thought, move from one location to another, the part of you that can open doorways that are seemingly boarded and brick shut, the part of you that can fly, can breathe underwater, can transform into an animal, any leaf, and any stone in any minute. I come to strip you of what you know to be yourself, to pull away the follicles and to expose a unit of light so grand, so magical, so divine. You wear these vehicles life after life, time after time, and still you do not like them. Every time you wish them away, yet always they serve you well. Your humanness comes into a format of being for sensitive at this point in time, very sensitive at this point in time. Do not push it away with words that are not wise, with words that hold no feelings, but embrace this sacred time fully. You are a body of earth. You are a body of light. You are a body of heaven. Treat yourself magically. You have the doorway within you to all dimensions, to every civilization that has fallen and risen again, to every lost continent, to every lost star, to every lost galaxy. Time does not exist for you. It exists because of you. I leave you with magic in your heart. Yours is a cosmic magic, a magic that is light years ahead of you. This magic comes from the stars. It comes from you in the future that sits there announcing to you in the now what is to come undone and what is to come to be. Now I leave, Merlin. And for any of you that are interested, this is the website for this is thequantumawakening.com. Gillian Macbeth Luthen, absolutely brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. The reason that they wanted me to share that tonight is I think in terms of loving ourselves, and this is when I read it, I was like, wow, is that we've forgotten our magic so many times, and we're being bombarded with so much all over the world right now in terms of what's going on. We're feeling it energetically, certainly, all the struggle that people are experiencing. People are waiting and seeing the, you know, divvying out of money to financial institutions and automakers and, you know, knowing that this is something that we're going to end up paying for at some point. So much is in a holding pattern, and we sit here between the full moon of last week and the 21st. Of December, and it feels like a real pivotal time right now. Veronica, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, excuse me. Yes, it really does. It's sort of partially magical and partially maybe scary because it's uncertain.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, the reason that the team wanted to do this one, you know, tonight was they kind of, you know, I'll let them say it. I hate to ever paraphrase them. But, you know, basically that this is the peace that we need. And when this one came in on magic, they were like, yes. You know, it was like the other piece to bring in the self-love and to reclaim our magic, that no matter what's going on out there, that we are don't have to self-limit, and we historically have done this, waiting for what's going to happen out there to react and respond. All right, instead of responding from within our own magic. I want to talk a few minutes about, you know, just accessing our magic, and you know, like. I always thought I was normal. I guess I never really thought I was different. And, you know, the reason I'm going to bring these things up tonight is because everybody can do them, especially now with the veil where it is and so on. But it, very early on, you know, in the early 80s and so on, I was, you know, if somebody would go in the hospital, I wouldn't go to the hospital. I would transport to the hospital and... you know, I could see them in the hospital bed and work on them and do everything I needed to do. One of my girlfriends, she was my business partner, my girlfriend, and her father got very upset with me that I didn't come to the hospital, and I was aghast that he would be upset. And I said, but I was there. You know, it was kind of like, didn't you see me? You know? And it never occurred to me that he would be upset with me for not physically being there. And, but I, you know, I used to transport everywhere. I mean, I've done this pretty much all my life and never really thought anything of it. And, I would go to business meetings with people. I had people who would test me and they'd say, well, you know, what time was the meeting actually and who was there? And, you know, and, so it actually became a part of kind of my business curriculum of things that I could do would be to be able to transport to a business meeting or, you know, to a dinner or whatever. You know, I had one with Donald Trump where I've told this one before where I had this man that was at Mar-a-Lago having dinner and negotiating, and he'd run out on the lawn and call me from his cell phone. And he'd say, okay, what's he thinking now?
He's the fairy godmother.
So I actually had a different group of businessmen that would call, and they would come out of these meetings with these very high-profile people in the gaming industry and so on, and when they were, you know, all merging and buying and selling, and the stocks were very big. So to me, it was just a normal way of doing things. I never thought anything of it. But everybody can do that, and, you know, Merlin addressed that in terms of becoming the wind, becoming a leaf, becoming... You know, we can do these things, and we've lost our magic, forgotten our magic. And that affects our self-love, you know. And it's only when we do them, because I never think about what I do. To me, I just do something and move on, do something and move on. And this kind of triggered a lot of remembrance for me of the things that I used to do. And I thought, you know, this is a good reason to love myself. You know, to really appreciate, you know, even in my kind of innocence, that we really are all capable. And I'm not telling you to elevate myself tonight. Please do not misunderstand this. What I'm saying is that everybody really can do it, and especially now. And Veronica, I know that you do these kinds of things all the time.
Yeah, I think that's true. I hadn't put it in the words that you have, and I don't know when I started, but... sending yourself ahead of yourself or sending myself to something else. I do that a lot, yes.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, being able, but you see, be conscious about it. And, you know, this is where the energy of Merlin and being magical now, reclaiming our magic, which has been literally, you know, washed out of our race. You know, so much of it came out of religion and convincing us that, you know, we were sinners and we were bad and we were this and we were that, and elevating everything else above ourselves. You know, we were these lowly people. And, you know, thank you, Bible. And so we've really forgotten that part of us. And without loving ourselves, we won't believe we can do anything.
Yeah, that whole thing, if only I were this way, then I could do that, or... Yeah.
Well, we tend to project it onto others. It's like we look to other people and go, oh, wow, they can do that. They're special. No! You're all wonderful. You're all amazing. It's about remembering it and practicing it and, you know, believing that you can do it. And that's part of this whole thing of falling in love with yourself. And, because, you know, this whole thing that the team has talked about, you know, creating from your heart, how incredibly important this is going to be moving into these times. And I've watched people that I'm very close to in this last week try to create outside of their heart and see how difficult it's been for them. And then I've watched others who are creating from their heart and see how they move smoothly through things. It's a fascination to me. Have you encountered this a lot with people you talk to Right. And, you know, the old way was to make it happen.
Yeah, to make it happen is just not working these days.
No. No, it's not. You don't, you know, we're not, you know, also Merlin addressed here that you're creating at every moment. What I thought was brilliant was the way that he put it, that, you know, you are creating that which is creating you. It's like this huge oneness that's all happening at one moment, and you're creating every moment of every day and night. I mean, there's never a time when you're not creating, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. You know, and this goes back to monitoring your thoughts. I know on the movie, I think it was, it was either The Secret or What the Bleep Do We Know. I think it was What the Bleep Do We Know, maybe. And, it doesn't matter. But anyway, Abraham was talking about, you know, if you had to monitor every thought, you'd go crazy. Well, you know, maybe I am crazy. So
what's crazy? Crazy is not normal. You don't want to be normal, so that's okay.
Well, no, I've never been accused of being normal. So that's normal.
Just a relative term.
But monitoring thoughts is important now. I mean, this whole thing about self-love, you know, we all have, so many of us have, and I'm sure everybody out there listening, has a critical parent inside of us somewhere who is forever, you know, you shouldn't have done that. Why'd you do that? You know, what were you thinking? You know, if you would have done this. You know?
Or you're always this way. I think that's what comes up in me.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. That's a familiar thing, and I know that that's a huge limiter for a lot of people, you know, knowing who I am and what my identity is, and it prevents absorbing that wonderful magic part. It's just some kind of third-dimensional definition.
It's a huge limiter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge limiter, and I think we really need to move out of all of our concepts of limitation. And I, you know, for anybody that wants to speak, like I said, you can go onto the website. I'm going to give it one more time because I'm assuming it's on there. I haven't gone to the website. It's thequantumawakening.com. And if you're not able to find it there, just email me and I'll send you off a copy. And I, again, Squirrel, I thank you, darling Squirrel, who is always sending me wonderful things. Squirrel couldn't do the show without you. Which is, you know, just another indication of magic, you know, where I'm always eternally grateful that I always feel so totally supported. I don't have time to go through and read and search and so on. And here's Squirrel, who sends these wonderful things off to me daily. And, you know, as they come in, I print them out, and they're, you know, it's like it's all done. And it's just, to me, again, magical, and I'm so grateful.
That's wonderful.
And easy. You know, isn't that? I like easy.
And poignant, yes.
I'm sorry?
And poignant.
Yes, very poignant. Mm-hmm. So the energies this week, how have you been finding them, Veronica?
I think a little bit challenging. I think that somebody expressed it, I can't remember who, a channel, and that it seems to be that we're running some dark things as well as light, as if there's tumultuousness going on. I feel people getting lambasted and then clearing probably fairly fast, but it's a little discombobulating. It's uneven, you know.
I would agree. And I think we're also having opportunities to see how we respond to some of the old things. As things are coming up, because they're coming fast and furious right now, is looking at them and saying, okay, the way I would normally respond to this is this.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. Okay, I'm choosing to respond to it this way. I'm going to stay in the now moment. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not going to go into that because, you know, again, this is going back down, dropping it. I'm going to spend my whole day, go back to your heart, Jack. Go back to your heart. Get out of the head. Go into the heart. And, but it works. And I have to say to everyone, it may seem like a lot of work, but it's like retraining yourself. It really works. responses? Have you been practicing that at all? Although I think you do it all the time anyway, honey.
Well, no, I do practice, but I want to say that I've been doing it. I guess I'm not as conscious about doing it that way, but what I've been trying to do is go, oh, this is a piece of the sludge, okay. You know, and then it seems to move much faster. That's all.
Okay.
Not well, quite the same, but it's got a similar thing.
Yeah. Well, whatever works. Whatever works. For me, it's going back into my heart all the time, even when creditors are still calling me for my ex-husband when I've been divorced from for 22 years. And being nice and kind to them and going, you know. So
part of the house cleaning that's going on.
Yes, isn't it, though? Mm-hmm. Yes, isn't it? So what else have you been encountering with people, Veronica? I mean,
the changes are happening very, very fast. That people tend to get in a state of consternation, and then they're really happy. I guess I'm saying it in another way, but that's how I'm experiencing a lot of my clients. Healing is going very, very fast. I keep thinking the power of the observer is really touching me deeply lately, too. When you really look at something, it changes really fast. Everything's very plastic, it seems.
Well, you know, what I've been noticing, which is really interesting to me, is that, and this going back to Steve Rother's piece about falling in love with people, and this has been happening for a while, this whole sense of falling in love with, and I feel this with my clients, and with you, and Bob, and, you know, with everybody, I just, this real sense of falling deeply in love with people, that's why I forwarded that piece, because I thought it was so powerful.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, too.
In terms of these soul connections, being able to see people at the soul level, and I for me, it was always a handicap, because that's been something that I've dealt with since I was a small child. Unfortunately, I picked my men that way, too. Many years later, I can tell you it was not the smartest thing.
I just want to say something, because when I'm reading this, and I tried to read it really fast just before the show, but there's such a huge fear of feeling that deep love amongst us all, and a lot of times it's because of, you know, having taken it right into a whole physical encounter, and it was a mistake, or it wasn't a match set, you know.
Well, and, you know, again, I'll share something that happened, and I shared it with you earlier, Veronica. I went to a party with my son, and it was their company party. It was out at a place called Lake Las Vegas, which is a beautiful setting, up out of Las Vegas and up on a lake, and it's just gorgeous, where Celine Dion lives. And we were not at her home, however. I don't know. And there was this man who walked right up to us. We were all outside with these big heaters, and this man walked up. He was not part of the party, and there was this instant connection that was like a thunderbolt for me. I very seldom get incredibly vulnerable, and I was like a little girl. I was just like, ooh. But there was this fabulous connection, this deep soul connection. And I had been talking about this with my son on the way to the party, that the last time I had really been up there for an event, I had met the developer of Lake Las Vegas, and we had this incredible soul connection. It was absolutely beautiful. And we both acknowledged it. And I just, you know, was kind of reminiscing about that. And he was a very advanced soul. So this man walks up, and instantaneously, nobody knew where he came from. And there was this instantaneous connection. My son, you know, thought he was fabulous. But it went on for, probably 30, 45 minutes. And he, however, was married and so on, and his wife was not with him. But and nothing, of course, really happened. But we both acknowledged this incredible connection that we had. And there was no bad feeling about it. I mean, neither one of us were going to act on it or whatever. But there was this acknowledgement that we had made this incredible connection, and we were both able to move on and say, gee, that was absolutely wonderful. And it was, I could see him on this deep soul level, and I knew he saw me, and it was just instantaneous as though we had known each other forever. You know, you call it a thunderbolt or whatever. But what was so wonderful is that neither one of us went beyond a certain boundary. We're able to acknowledge it. There was this incredible tenderness, and it was over. I mean, it's like he has his life, I have mine. But the point being exactly what you said, Veronica, is that I think we all tend to get very uncomfortable about that kind of vulnerability. And I was surprised at my vulnerability for people that know me intimately. You know, I'm very loving to everyone, but I don't let anybody in. I don't let men in my space.
See, that's really tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, and yet it was absolutely fine. He was very safe energetically. I had no, because I'm so sensitive, a lot of times I'll get stuff in my crown or it'll ache and feel crappy if I get somebody in my energy field who's kind of messed up. It was just glorious. It was wonderful. And I thought, I think the team, although my son said they have an incredible sense of humor to deliver one that's married, and I said, okay, had I written a letter to Santa and said, dear Santa, please send me, this would have been it. So, as I told the team, close but no cigar. But it didn't. It really did hit me, and I didn't feel bad at all. I was just like, wow. You know, if you can deliver this one, next.
Seems like they're practicing with you, getting you all honed up for the right one.
Yeah, they are. Well, I don't think there's any question about that. They're having an awful lot of fun doing this. As my son said, they've got a hell of a sense of humor. But the vulnerability, which I was really surprised at my own vulnerability, and my willingness to absolutely open my heart and soul and be comfortable with it and not go into that huge disappointment or whatever. But it is that, and, you know, with all the people that I work with and love so dearly, and I'm finding, you know, with my friends and people that, you know, historically, you know, we get close to people and they can have their snarky sides and so on. We're human. But I'm finding that little things that would have bothered me in the past, I just look at them and I bless them and I love them even more. And so I'm finding that this whole sense of, and I'm seeing the beauty in everyone. You know, all the people I'm so blessed to work with, and I thank you all. You're all so beautiful, yourself included, Veronica, and you are just spectacular. You're so incredibly beautiful. And I think that we're moving into this time. This is ascension, people.
Mm-hmm.
This is it, where we're really seeing the beauty in others and feeling it and feeling so moved. And I'm just like, I hang up the phone and I think, you know, now, not to say that I haven't had a few cranky ones and I had somebody I fired, you know, I just said, that's it. I'm sorry, but I can never do another session on you.
Oh, that's amazing. Hmm.
And they, you know, they were where they were, but they were choosing to believe very negative things and, you know, angels are using expletives and, you know, I just, you know, inventing on the team and, you know, I that just is not acceptable. You know, if you think because you pay for a session that you have a right to then say or do anything you want, sorry. At any rate, so, you know, it's not that you don't have boundaries. And I do see this person's beauty. I just know that they're lost right now.
Mm.
And they're moving through a lot of rage and anger, and they'll process their way through it. I did tell her when, you know, if and when you move through this and you're ready to really do some work, I'm here. But at any rate, I know the team is eager to talk to everyone and wants to talk to you as well, Veronica.
Oh, good. I love that.
And
and you get to rest.
Well, yes, I do.
Sort of, hey?
Yeah, I do. All right. All right. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, our dear Veronica. We do love you.
Yeah,
and
nice
we love all of you that are out there listening and all those of you that aren't, that will hear this in the archives, and all of those of you that may not listen to it at all. So we are so happy to be with you tonight. We want you all to know you're doing a wonderful job. Now, all right, no, you're not doing it perfectly. And no one expects you to. We just want you to understand that. We don't expect you to be doing this perfectly. There is no perfectly on this one. Remember, it's never been done before. Think of yourselves out on the front line, all right? And you're creating it as you go. And you're choosing how to do this. And all we're doing here is giving you suggestions, ideas, that will help you to do it more elegantly, more easily, more lovingly, for yourself and for everyone around you and everyone whose lives you touch, which are far more than any of you know, by the way. Some of you can say to yourselves, well, you know, I don't leave the house much and I don't do this and I don't. That does not mean that you're not having impact. Please, dear ones, be clear with this. So many times we'll hear from people, you know, well, am I making a difference? You know, what is my great? You're making a difference. You're in your great work, even though you have not brought it out in a form that you prefer. But there is no one of you that's listening to this that is not doing your great work, even in the most mundane of tasks. Even in the most mundane of tasks, every Christmas card you send out, your energy is on that envelope, on that card. Every email, every piece of trash as it goes out to the dump. Everything you're doing now is significant, is important. Own that. Now, kind of mixed it up tonight with self-love and magic. Now, we could do hours on both subjects, by the way. But we thought this mix, all right, this wonderful mix, since you're moving up to the 21st here very quickly, was a good one to feel before that opening. The winter solstice.
Mm-hmm.
The doors that are opening into the new. Now, self-love. Let's start there. So many of you, when we talk to you, have all these reasons why you don't think that you're enough. I can't see, I can't hear, I'm not psychic, I can't contact my higher self. I've tried. Oh, I'm busy, I'm tied down, I'm taking care of this project or that, and I'm not free enough to go do, or I'm struggling with my finances, or with my job, or loss thereof. And we would say to each and every one of you, self-love is in the now moment. It has nothing to do with what you're doing. It is being able to love yourself and appreciate the fact that you are here now on this planet at this time. Having come through all you've come through, just in this lifetime, which is, by the way, a small portion of the totality of who you are. When people say that to you, it's not to diminish this lifetime. But as time goes on, you're going to become more and more aware of all the other experiences that you're having. Notice we said having.
Mm-hmm.
as you are able to more and more connect with them more directly, hop back and forth, touch in, and you will be able to do that. But you won't until you can love yourself, you see. Loving yourself is the doorway to so much more, because you allow yourself to have it. What happens when you love yourself? Your vibration and frequency goes up. Then what? You become a magnet. We're back to the same thing. Creating from your heart, vibration and frequency go up. This is all part of ascension, people. This is the way. The frequencies, the energies that you want to be in to move through this gracefully and elegantly. And you're going to start catching yourselves now. When you're tempted to complain about something, when you're tempted to criticize, you know, the damn person didn't deliver this or didn't do that, or this didn't happen or that didn't happen. Catching yourselves now to laugh and allow it to be perfect. Go back to your heart. I guess it's perfect. This will happen on whatever it's supposed to and so on. The channel has a dear friend, and she always says, God's got my back. No matter what happens, God's got my back. And she has personally been through a lot, an awful lot. And she is the same cheerful, happy person that she always is, regardless of what she encounters. And every time that the channel talks to her, she says it, God's got my back. Now, just making that statement changes her frequency like that. Now, probably none of you are going to get on the phone and say, well, I love myself. Because you're not comfortable with it yet, but there will be a time when you may consider doing that. You might shock some of your friends. You know, their friends might hang up the phone and go, well, boy, are they arrogant.
Unless they've been listening to this show.
Right. And no, it's not arrogance. Now, you've all been working with self-honoring and self-respect. These are all part and parcel. But self-love, that's a hard one for a lot of you. Well, I'm not perfect here, and I don't do this, and I don't have that, and I... It has nothing to do with it. If you could spend just one day on the other side of the veil observing any one of you, any one of you. And let's say you were invisible as well, and you'd be walking around trying to tap them on the shoulder saying, love yourself, please love yourself. Don't you see how courageous you are, what you're going through, what you're doing, what it's taken for you to get where you are and where you're going, and how much is riding on you. As the map makers, as the reality creators, as the way showers, as the lanterns, because all of you are. We don't care what you're doing for a living. All of you are. Exactly that. You're all searching. You're all doing everything possible to expand, to grow, to shift, to change, to heal. Tremendous commitments on all of your parts. Now, bring in the magic. You see, the problem is, for all of you, giving yourself permission to be magical. If you're not in love with yourself, if you don't love you, you're going to run into problems with magic. Oh, I can't do that. They can, but I can't. I'm not good enough. I'll just fail. I'll screw it up. Some of you may be even saying, well, I'm not sure I believe in magic.
Hmm.
Well, there's dark magic. I might attract dark magic. You don't have to attract dark magic. Start in any way that you desire. I'm going to make this trip in the vehicle magical. I'm going to fold time and space. All right, it should take 2 hours to get from this destination to this based on this mileage, and I'm going to do it, and let's see how fast we can really get there. Doing just exactly that, I'll drive 65 or 70 miles an hour, and let's fold time and space. You could do that. The channel did it for years. That was one of her games because she was on the road all the time. You can do it. Play with it, have fun with it, and then use it in magnificent ways. Start small if you wish, or start big. But don't set yourself up, you see, to fail and then beat yourself up and strip yourself of more love. That's the last thing you need to do.
How do we fold time and space?
Decide.
Okay.
How do you do anything? Did you think that there was a magic incantation that you had to say?
I thought there might be a little mechanical thought process. You know, you do this and this and tuck the time in behind the space of the ears or something. Yeah.
We don't have to make it complicated.
Hmm.
Can't you do it because you choose? When you put your intent and your absolute belief in something, do you think you're not capable of doing it? How do you become a leaf? As Merlin said. You choose, don't you?
Yes.
How do you become the wind? Have you ever played with the wind? We know you have, Veronica.
Yes.
Haven't you?
Yes.
Yes, haven't you ever gone outside and done some kind of a magical thing and have the wind whip up around you?
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, you see, some of you have done this and not realized it. Not even giving yourself the, oh, goodness, I wouldn't give myself credit for that one. You know, that's egotistical. No, only if you want to give it to your negative ego. We don't recommend that. Have fun with it. Have fun with it. Play with it. Big or small. You know, we've said to some of you, and certainly those of us who said this, well, you know, make your, deem your checkbook magical. This is not anything new. Deem your checkbook magical. Make a place in your garden magical and see what happens. The channel did this with a garden she had in California. It was a courtyard garden. And her girlfriend said, why don't you deem it magical? She said, I think I will. So they walked in and she said, I deem you magical. And the plants started growing up overnight. She'd come out and there would be a rose bush and there would be this and there would be that. And there were like 40 birds and hummingbirds and all kinds of things in the courtyard. Now, she even found a huge hawk in her bird bath one day. She didn't even know how it could even get in the courtyard. It was so big. Wingspan was like 4 feet, five maybe. So you see, deeming. How do why do you think the people in Finhorn grow those incredible vegetables?
Mm-hmm.
Magic. You've always had it. All of you have always had it. But you forgot. And you stopped believing. Any of you who have grandchildren or children, where you've watched videos with them, and these wonderful stories about magic, and if you've forgotten, then go rent some, for crying out loud. You see, children believe they're magical. And they are. Because they believe it. Until adults start telling them they're not. Well, you can't fly. You can't. Don't be silly now. We actually had someone that we worked with for a long time who used to jump off his desk in the barn. There was a desk that had been put outside, and she could fly off the desk. And one day she went to fly off the desk and she went boom and went crashing down. And as she tells it today, that's the day I lost my magic.
Hmm.
And she's been trying to get it back ever since.
That's just where we swallow all the beliefs around us.
That's right.
Hmm.
And so it's time to go back. To the magic child. This is something Lazarus talks an awful lot about, the magic child. You know, we've often said if you want to see your extraterrestrial guides or any of your guides, all right, pretend. Close your eyes, go into a light meditative state, and pretend. All right, I think they look like this. And in a moment, if you really go there fully, especially with our star friends, they will start adding. The face will change a little. The hands focus on certain things. The eyes start with the eyes. Those are always the most. Start with the eyes. And then the easy things, you see, maybe the hands. The shape of the head. Don't try to do it all in one fell swoop. It's too much. You won't let it all in. But it works. Because you pretend. And out of pretending, it's that energy that opens the door to allow them in to move your consciousness just a little bit. Now, when you play with these things, you see, it elevates your sense of self-love, doesn't it, Veronica?
Yes. Yeah, and possibility.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And you're limitless beings. And one of the problems in knowing that you're limitless is that it can affect your ability to love yourself because you say, you know what, I can't do it. They do it better than I do. I'm not enough. And that self-talk comes in. Why can't you do it, damn it? What's wrong with you? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you lose that sense of self-love. It's time now to let go of all that you perceive that you have made mistakes about. If I only would have done this, if I hadn't have done that, especially in these times, if I wouldn't have invested here or bought that house or married that man or woman or whatever. Let go. Unhitch from the past. Set it free. Do your own meditative practice, whatever that may be. Go in there and cut the past off, you know, shut it off, whatever you got to do. Or unhook it. Let it float away. especially this week. And as the 21st comes around, this is a time to step through that doorway, see, loving yourself and not dragging your past with you. All the past that you haven't forgiven yourself. Now, maybe there are some of you that want to take some of the good things with you. Do it. Well, I like this, but I don't like that. No. All right.
We separate the come to a close. We have a couple more minutes.
Oh, too bad. All right. Now, Veronica, you have a radio show coming.
I do, and I'm not quite sure who's coming up this week. I think it might be Robert Friedman from Milton's Secret, which is a children's book on teaching the children the power of now.
Oh, wonderful.
And he co-wrote it with Eckhart Tolle, so it's a pretty wonderful book.
Excellent. Well, you're just doing wonderful things with your show, aren't you, Veronica?
Yes, I'm growing a lot.
Yes, you are.
I'm
now, tell them the time.
At 5 o'clock next Tuesday on BBS Radio. And 4 o'clock is my call-in show. I teach meditation. It's called Radiance by Design.
Wonderful. And your website, dear one?
VeronicaEntwistle.com. There's no H in Entwistle. And we're just getting it so that we can run the radio shows through my website. So I'm just getting that established.
Wonderful, wonderful.
It's going to be magical.
Absolutely. Well, you'll have to teach the channel since she knows how to do nothing. She's putting everything still on little cassette tape. So
we have lots to learn in this world.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, we would like to take a moment to surround each and every one of you in our love. To be as intimate as you will allow. Allowing us to love you, and we ask each and every one of you to call us in tonight if you so desire. To help you, perhaps you want to ask for help to fall in love with yourself. Help to access your magic. We love you all. And you can do it. You're amazing. And you are supported in ways you cannot imagine right now. We love you.